This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good morning, I'm Jared Ahrens with this 10 News update. Two people were stabbed to death in the Hamishaw Lomita neighborhood. A third victim was injured and taken to the hospital. It happened around 2:40 this morning during a gathering at a home on Carlsbad Street. Officers believe it was the result of a fight at a party. Police do have a suspect in custody. Two people are dead after a car crash that shut down the intersection of Sports Arena Boulevard and Rosecrans. Three others were injured. Their conditions unknown at this time. Police say just after 9 last night, a driver in a pickup truck was speeding down Sports Arena Boulevard. That truck hit the median and went airborne. It landed on a van carrying four people. A man and woman in the van died in the crash. The other two passengers were taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. The driver of the truck was also injured. Bombshell allegations shake up the San Diego Democratic Party. Allegations of assault now surround the chair, Will Rodriguez Kennedy. The specific allegations against him are not clear at this time. We do know the local party and the district attorney's office have opened investigations. Rodriguez Kennedy is defending his innocence, but also taking a leave of absence while the allegations are under review. Melissa Macias is here now with your Mother's Day forecast, which will be cool but nice. Right, Melissa?
Yeah, we're pretty cloudy to start things off, but temperatures by this afternoon will be in the mid to upper 60s. Going to stay in that range over the next few days with warming for the second half of the week. And our inland spots will start off in the mid to upper 60s as well. And you can see by the end of the week, we're going to go into the low 90s. We do have gusty conditions in our mountains and our deserts with a high wind warning that is in effect for your Sunday.
For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in the App Store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jared Ahrens.